If you have kids, you know how tough it is to find and afford quality childcare. When things fall through, working parents have a few bad options: miss work, cut back hours, or even quit their jobs. The problem is made worse by a childcare worker shortage here in the U.S. In Portland, Oregon, they're trying to deal with the shortage by addressing hurdles that are faced by many immigrants who are trying to enter the childcare workforce. The world's Marnette Fedaris has our story.
Mulos Claude is trying to get her kids ready for swimming lessons.
I'm done working at 2, and then I'm going to go switch to a meeting.
Claude explains her day schedule while her kids are jumping up and down and asking for sandwiches. It's a hustle to get them to their activities from school. But tonight, Claude will head to her own class at Mount Hood Community College in Portland. She usually stays up late doing homework for the class. But today...
I didn't do my homework today.
Wow, you didn't do your homework?
I didn't do all the homework. I don't know.
Because she got really tired.
I know. Always tired, right?
Always tired. Because she works 2 jobs. She's a substitute at a preschool and a caregiver for the elderly. Claude, who's 37, is originally from Haiti. She was a social worker there. When she and her family moved to the U.S. in 2017, she decided to shift into childcare.
Because I love children, and it's not like teach children how to write and read. No, it's teach them how to be ready for life, for the school, for the future.
There's a demand for people like Claude who want to work with kids, but the field is getting harder to survive in. There's a lot of turnover because the jobs don't pay much, ranging from about $11 to $20 an hour. Also, more skills and credentials are being required of workers.
What color do you want, miss?
So the night class that Claude goes to tries to give her a leg up, specifically a credential known as a CDA, for Child Development Associate. It's not required across the board, but you might need one to get a higher position at some childcare centers. Claude joins more than a dozen women and one man here twice a week. They're studying English for the CDA exam. There are also Saturday workshops to learn about child development. Tonight, the presentation is about children's songs and how singing in different languages can help kids who are just learning to talk.
You and you. Buenos dias, buenos dias.
Mount Hood College has been tinkering with how to offer this training in a way that best serves people like Claude. Tuition costs and time can be big barriers. These classes are free, thanks to state funding. Carmen Ellis works with the Mount Hood program.
It's sort of like a ramp that you can get onto to take to get to where you want to go in your professional development.
Ellis also says professional development for immigrant workers is crucial. She stresses what many who study this field say. In the U.S., where young kids are increasingly diverse, it's a plus when teachers also come from different cultures. Right now, immigrants represent about 20% of the national childcare workforce. In states like California and New York, it's 40%. But immigrants can get stuck at lower-level childcare jobs instead of moving into leadership. This community college program wants to change that.
Fuerte, jala este fuerte. Ayuda.
Carmina Abrego is also in the class. She runs a childcare center from her home. She studied education in college in Mexico and speaks Spanish to the kids she cares for because she knows it stimulates the brain.
But if I tell them whatever in Spanish, they know what I mean, and they will do it or answer me. Like, for example, you want leche or agua? It's leche, agua. So, like, the brain is constantly working and thinking.
She used to be uncomfortable telling people she took care of children for a living. She felt people looked down on her. But since taking classes, she says she's proud of her work.
This is a very important job, and this is very serious. That's too bad that people don't value it and don't appreciate it, how serious it is, right?
Now, Abrego wants to expand her business after she gets her credential. For Lulos Claude, she sees a certificate as a big first step to becoming a lead teacher in a classroom full of young children.
I'm sure I don't have that much in English to do whatever I want now, but I know inside of me I have the capacity to do whatever I want.
For The World, Marnette Fedaris, Portland, Oregon.